Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to Nahar Torah in our Hilchos Nida series. We're in the third shir, and we're bringing down and we're going to hopefully explain B'Sata D'Shmaya some important biology that we're going to be dealing with, as well as, if we have time for it, some new terms. Now, in order for everyone to be on the same page, we're going to dedicate one of the first shiurim to understanding the biology, which is going to be relevant. And I say in advance, it's going to require some maturity. And therefore, if a person feels that they're not yet up to it, and they cannot learn Hilchos Nida maturely, that's okay. It's not for everybody. However, you should then put the phone away, stop listening, and come back to it when you can. Now, if you look on the website, you're going to see a picture which I've uploaded, which Rabbi Levy has uploaded and I've sent him. And you're going to see all the terms that I'm going to explain, including in the English wording, as well as the wording which the Gemara uses. Now, the most important one that we're going to be speaking about is the uterus. And the uterus is called the rechem, or the aim, most famously the makor. Those are like the three main ones. You're going to have the vagina is obviously called the otomakom, or the bais hachitzon, the prosdor, the bais hatorfa. You also have the cervix, which is bein hashinayim, or the tzfar harechem. And that's really the main areas. Now, the reason that these three are critical is because we're going to have to understand that when a woman has her period, obviously, she becomes a nida, and very, very shortly, we're going to explain how the cycle, the period, happens biologically. But we're going to have to also explain, well, okay, what if she has some kind of bleeding in the vagina or in the cervix? Does that make her a nida? At what point, if the blood leaves the uterus, at what point is it considered leaving? Is it she only nida when it leaves the cervix? Is it only when it leaves the vagina? And this is what we're going to be dealing with. So those are the terms that we're going to be using. And now we're going to speak a little bit about the way that it works. So every single month, blood starts to gather up in the endometrium lining. It's, again, you could see it in the picture or you can look it up, but it's basically the skin or the tissue, I'm not sure exactly which one it is, which is touching which is as close to the uterus as possible. And at this point, the fallopian tubes let out eggs into the uterus, and they're waiting to get fertilized, these eggs. And if an egg is fertilized, then Baruch Hashem b'shatova, and with much siyata d'shmaya, a baby will start to grow through the blood that was going to be the nida blood. Now, assuming the egg is not fertilized, then the blood eventually leaves the uterus, goes through the cervix, into the vagina, and then the blood exits the body. And that is the way that the period works functionally. So that gets everyone on a basis. We know our terms. And lastly, I want to just introduce a few more terms in case we're not familiar with them. A nida is a woman who bleeds from her makor. Remember, we said the makor is the uterus. Now, we're going to have some other terms we're going to come across as well when we talk about the famous machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, which is a zava. Now, for all intents and purposes, a zava is a woman who sees blood, but not during her yemei nida. Okay, we're going to explain more about this later, but just for now, that's what we're going to leave it as. A zava ketana, so there's two types of zavas, is a woman who sees blood on one or two consecutive days during the yemei zava. So there's yemei nida and yemei zava. Zava Gedola is a woman who sees blood 3 consecutive days during the Imei Zava. Okay, and just some 3 or 4 more words that we're going to speak about in the next year, or in the upcoming Shiurim, is a Hargasha, which is when a woman has a feeling that blood is, that she's getting her period. When we say the Hargasha, we mean that the woman can feel her period starting, and we're going to clarify exactly how later on. Hargasha v'lav adaite, this is a phrase. It means she had a Hargasha, but she wasn't aware or conscious of it. A veset is a woman's period. And a veset literally means a normal, regular time. So the veset is when she's normally going to get her period. And the last thing is Pesichas HaKever, the opening of the uterus. One of the names of the uterus is shown in the picture is Kever. So Pesichas HaKever is when the uterus opens. Now these are the terms. Perhaps you've heard of them before, perhaps you haven't, but now we're all on the same page and we're ready to really dive into Hilchos Nida B'Siyata D'Shemayah.